The NBA All-Star Game is this weekend in New Orleans. The game was originally going to be played in Charlotte, but the NBA moved the game to New Orleans after North Carolina passed House Bill 2. It's a controversial bill aimed at limiting transgendered people's public bathroom choices. WWNO's Jason Sauls spoke with WDSU sportscaster Fletcher Mackle about what we should expect this weekend.
So Fletcher, this is the third time the All-Star Game has been held here in New Orleans, and the last time was in 2014, the time before that in 2008. From Sugar Bowls to Super Bowls to NCAA Final Fours to yet another All-Star Game, what is it about New Orleans that makes it such an attractive place to hold these mega worldwide sporting events?
If I had to say one word, walkability. Our city is so walkable. If you stay in the French Quarter, you can walk to the Smoothie King Center. You can walk to the Mercedes-Benz Superdome. You can walk to the Garden District. Everything is right here. I can't tell you, traveling around to different sporting events. The Super Bowl was just in Houston, and people were complaining nonstop about the traffic going from the stadium to downtown and the different venues. It's a nightmare to say, hey, guess what? We've got to call a car, and we've got to get in 45 minutes to an hour of traffic. I mean, 2 years ago, this game was in Toronto, and I think it was 6 degrees outside. Whereas here, they're going to come down for some very mild weather, some tremendous food, culture, nightlife. And the fact that everything is in one footprint, to me, has always been a significant advantage for New Orleans.
I think a fair number of people would characterize New Orleans as football country. And it's not an NBA town to a lot of people. It's the middle of Mardi Gras. There's a lot going on here. If I'm not a dyed-in-the-wool basketball fan, why do I care about the All-Star Game?
Because this is the Super Bowl of basketball. I understand, and I use this reference a lot, that most sports fans down here are fluent in the language of hut-hut. They get football. We have an unbelievably well-educated football fan base here because the Saints have been here for 50 years. We've had 10 Super Bowls. LSU and Tulane have Division I programs and have had success through the years. So you're right. I wouldn't look at this as Tobacco Road like the Carolinas where they love their basketball, or even the Midwest like Indiana where their basketball roots run deep. But that being said, people should realize that this game will be seen in 200 different countries, more than 200 different countries, in that this is an unbelievable opportunity for New Orleans to showcase itself.
Have we seen an event like this during a Mardi Gras?
No, I think that we're in for a really special weekend. I can't think of, in my time living and growing up here and or working here in the media, two events like this coinciding at the same time. I think it's going to be tremendous for the city. It's going to be a true festival-like atmosphere everywhere you go.
Earlier today, I was speaking with a colleague at the NPR station in Charlotte, and he had this to say about what Charlotte is experiencing this week losing the All-Star Game.
If there's anybody out there who doubts the power of sports in the American psyche, the fact that the needle of public opinion really started to move here in terms of HB2 after we lost the NBA All-Star Game, after the NCAA pulled out some championships, when you can't see championship games in a state that's known for basketball in particular, it really, really starts to get the public's attention, and it really starts to make them angry.
Yeah, I mean, look, losing an event like this, it's embarrassing for any city and or state. And New Orleans is the beneficiary of the NBA taking a stand against discrimination. You can go through downtown New Orleans and they have banners that say equality and that the ball bounces the same for everyone. The NBA is without question, I think, the most diverse of our four major professional sports franchises. And Adam Silver has done a tremendous job as commissioner. And this is something that the NBA has taken a stand on. They threatened and threatened and threatened Michael Jordan and the Charlotte Hornets in the state of North Carolina that if this type of legislation is going to be on the books in your state, we don't want to be a part of something like that. While New Orleans is definitely different, I mean, Louisiana is a ruby red state. New Orleans is certainly not a ruby red city. New Orleans, to me, is this island in and of itself, and I think that's one of the great things that celebrates, you know, diversity and uniqueness in colorful people and colorful lifestyles. That's one of the great things that New Orleans is famous for, that we are accepting of everybody. And don't just accept everybody. We foster people's beliefs.
Fletcher Mackle of WDSU-TV, thank you so much for talking with us.
No problem.
The game tips off this Sunday at 7 p.m. with a performance by The Roots.